Good morning. 7:48, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
It's weird.
An entire show on Paramount now.
I know. And I saw the, I just saw the commercial preview for it. I'm like, man, what year are we living in where I'm seeing Beavis and Butthead commercials? You know what I mean?
It still brings you back, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. Great. It's just weird. It's weird. It's good. It's good. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love it. But it's like, it just feels like I'm, like, back in the 90s.
Feel like I should be looking over my shoulder waiting for mom to come downstairs and catch me watching Beavis and Butthead.
I'm not watching it. No. Yeah. I was watching The Simpsons. The room, damn it.
You change the channel real quick. Oh, it's just natural. It's just
they can hear the click of the knob on the TV. What were you watching? Nothing?
Nothing.
You always got to do it like three clicks ahead, too, because if it just goes one, then they know, like, all right, go back. Just go back one click. Go back one click. Oh, look at that. Beavis and Butthead. You're dead.
Grounded.
Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? They are expanding, and they want to grow with you. Great starting pay, awesome benefits. Look no further than special-lite.com right here in Southwest Michigan. Get started on that new career with Specialite. Your topic for today, at a bare minimum, every adult should at least know how to blank.
I don't know why my answers are almost immediately car-related.
Yeah.
But I got two. I got one that's not.
Okay.
Everybody should know how to at least unplug and plug it back in to see if it works. For some god-awful reason, there's a group of people out there that don't understand.
Boomers.
It's just supposed to work all the time.
Boomers.
No, you need to reset that thing a couple times, you know? It's like your phone. It's good to turn your phone off and turn it back on once in a while.
Yeah.
You know? Reset that thing.
You know, clear out some of that cache in there that you have built up, all right?
You know?
Yeah. Flush out the system.
It's always a big ordeal. Like, I need you to come over and look at it. And
have you ever, like, taken a look at your mom's phone and the amount of tabs that they have open? Like, when there's some times where I'm like, I'll have my mom's phone and help her with something.
You gotta clear this out. It's like, and everything you've done for the past year is still
is
open.
On there. Just swipe. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm no tech wizard. I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm a tech whiz. Okay, I ain't no Bill Gates. I ain't no Steve Jobs. But know the basics. Know the basics. Right. Yeah.
My other one would be I like the one I used for the promo yesterday. Was you should know how to drive a stick.
So now,
but it's not really required
anymore. Like, cars
aren't going back to sticks. So
no,
it's not really a must. Here's a must though. I'm going to replace it with one real quick. You should know how to change a tire.
That was my answer. At a bare minimum, every adult should at least know how to change a tire. And I get it. It's gross and grody. But I'm going to say something right now. And if I offend some fellas out there, I'm sorry. But if I see you as a grown man having someone else change your tire on the side of the road, I have lost any and all respect for you at all.
Here's the thing. At least, like, YouTube it or something. You know, give it a shot.
Give it a shot. Least. Right. Right, make up some excuse of like,
right, it's not easy, it's not fun.
No, it sucks.
But hey, it
yeah.
We're not getting away from tires.
No.
Until we start floating around.
No, exactly. Until we get hoverboards and flying cars, you should know how to change a tire.
But even then, you're going to have to know how to change a prop.
Like, I don't know if
weird,
I could,
right?
I don't even know if I change a prop, like a propeller.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll have propellers. We're not going back to like little two-seater Cessnas like
seaplanes. No, like drones, dude.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, drone cars. Mm. Yeah. Those break, they'll be able to fix themselves. That's what's crazy.
I hope.
Yeah.
I think that's a good answer, though. Yeah. You should know how to change the tire.
We got some comments on Facebook. At a bare minimum, every adult should at least know how to blank. Change all blown vehicles. Blown vehicle bulbs. Oh, I was like, wait, blown vehicle? What? Blown vehicle bulbs, fuel, oil change, and air filters. Ah, that's Amy's answer. That seems a little much for me because I don't change my own oil. I'm like, no, I got people, you know, I got great people that know how to do that. And air filters.
I mean, it's convenient for me because we got a lift.
Yeah, see, exactly. You have a lift. It's easy to do that way. It's easy to do that. But if you're like 99% of the other Americans who don't have a lift, it's kind of a pain. I mean, I guess maybe know how to do it in a pinch, you know?
Yeah, still, you need to change that oil filter. You need to get under the car for that.
But like, say, in an emergency.
Here's the thing.
In an emergency,
I trust
you don't
that lift. I have full trust in that lift.
Yeah.
Car jack,
Get underneath there.
I ain't wheeling underneath a car.
I put mine on cinder blocks. It's fine. It's safe. Hey, cinder blocks looking a little wobbly. Randy said, sew, cook, and laundry. Do you know how to sew?
Yeah, he said sew. I thought you said slow cook.
Oh, no.
That's pretty easy. You just put it in there and turn it on.
Let me tell you, I can do that. I'm an adult.
No, I'm good
sew.
At that.
Sew, S-E-W. Do you know how to sew, Hunter?
I do. You know what? I bought a sewing kit like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've used it like 2 or 3 times.
You feel pretty good about yourself after you do it.
I really do. Yeah, I can sew. I mean, I'm not laying dimes like some of those welders out there, but
you know Betty Crocker over there, right? She's the cook.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not Martha Stewart, right?
Can you sew?
Very, very basic. Like I can put a button on, or I could like stitch up like a small rip.
I don't know like any like techniques.
No,
you know, I just go back and forth. You know,
God,
so
I remember.
It's like okay.
Did
that's
you
good
have home ec in middle school?
Oh yeah.
So we had home ec in middle school, and I remember we did it like cooking for like half the semester, and then. Mm-hmm. Sewing for the other half and doing all that. I remember using the sewing machine and you had the bobbin and the needle and all that stuff. I couldn't do it now, but at one point I could rip through. I made a pillow and it was a pretty nice pillow. It was a pretty nice pillow. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. It had a dirt bike on it. It had a dirt bike. I remember the design.
It's my dirt bike pillow.
My dirt bike pillow. And then we got to stuff it.
It's a pillow. With the dirt bike.
So, because you remember how you had to start, you had to start with it inside out, all right, and then you'd go all the way around, okay, and then you would flip it.
Impressive.
Then you would flip it in, right side out, and then you'd stuff it, and then you had to sew the outside.
It's my dirt bike pillow. Sleeps with it every
I got
every
the. This pillow's great, man. The thing is comfy. Tight seams on that. My dirt bike pillow.
It's always wet from him sucking on the corner.
Nah. It keeps me calm. Then I go to sleep. Let's see. Brandon said drive. Mike also said drive.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You know, less and less people are driving now. Less and less youngsters are even worried about
driving. Here's the thing. It's probably in the near future. I'm talking really near future. That's going to be – driving might be an option.
Yeah.
As far as, hey, do you want to drive or not? Because
– well.
Robots are going to come pick you up.
If there ever comes a point where AI and self-driving, you won't be allowed to because the human error in it will be too high. Be like, no. We've gotten to this point where it's too unsafe to let humans drive. We have the capability.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you vote?
For me?
Think about that. Like, what if, okay, we're guaranteeing you to get to your destination way faster everywhere.
Yeah.
At all times. And you don't ever have to really worry about DUIs, car accidents. That's all out. But you have to give up your driving privileges. You can't drive anymore.
So here's the thing. I don't think we'd ever fully. What it would be is there'd be areas where you can drive. You know what
where
I mean?
Can,
like,
right,
you know,
okay.
It's like, all right, you can take. Here's a, you know, you got your trails or your tracks. I'm honestly all for it. I am. Because I get so angry on the road that if I could drive down, like, to see family in Missouri and not have to just sit there dead-eyed at the road in Illinois, if I could just beep, boop, boop, all right, take me to my destination, F yeah, dude. And
it's
if that
weird
keeps
thing to think about.
Traffic jams from happening, like, let's be honest, most people aren't good drivers. And I'm not saying I'm, you know, perfect at it, but, you know, I'm on the road and I'm like, how did you even pass the driver's ed test?
Exactly.
Look at you. And the amount of people, I don't think people realize how bad texting and driving has become. It has become so second nature for people.
They're doing TikTok videos while they're driving.
And you can tell, like, if I see someone on there, like, looking down at their phone while they're passing me, I honk.
Eyes on the road.
Get your eyes on the road. But we've become so, yeah, I'm honestly all for self-driving. I'm all for, you know, speed rails across the country. You know, don't get
Here's
me wrong, I love
be.
A road trip, but it's like, ugh.
They're going to have both. They're going to keep the regular roads where you can drive on, but they're going to make another super highway above you. It's going to be all robots.
That above us, unfortunately, that kind of bothers me because it's going to. And now if it's just super highway, so it's not all over the place. Yeah, I think that's great because I know part of the fun is the road trip. But, you know, I don't know. I just
you're going to look over. You're going to see that super train pass you going, you know. 700 miles an hour. I'm like, damn, they're getting there quick.
I just get so angry behind the wheel of the car that I think it'd probably be best if it was self-driving. That's where it is for me. That's where it is for me.
You'd still find a way to scream.
I still would find a way. Hey, you're not
dang you, robot.
Stupid robot. Scott said, pay taxes. Nah, I pay someone to do my taxes. I'm just like, here, just take care of it. I don't want to do it anymore. Let's see. Jennifer said, use jumper cables. I think that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Red on red.
No. It's tricky.
No way. It's tricky. Be opposite, right?
Opposite, yeah. Laura said, spell. Kenneth said, do CPR. I don't know how to do CPR, but I do know what to do if Hunter ever goes into diabetic shock.
You stay away from me.
If Hunter ever goes into diabetic shock, I'm getting the fun dip out. I'm saving his life. Don't you understand?
You stay away. You stay away from my mouth.
Yeah. So, anything else?
You don't know how to do CPR?
No. Not like the actual, like, real legit. I can do the Heimlich. But I'd CPR, like, I think, what scares me about CPR is they say, like, you're supposed to do it really, really hard. And that's what I think scares me. Like,
you're supposed to rip on that chest.
Yeah, you're supposed
to,
like, if you don't hear it cracking, you're not doing it hard enough. I'm like, ugh, sorry. Yeah.
You know how you get somebody out of a heroin overdose?
No.
Well, you need Narcan, first off. You take your knuckles and you rub their sternum as hard as you can.
Weird. I think I just end up making out with the person. Like,
that's not how you do it. Yeah. Just give me a second. Just give me a second.
Is that guy making out with a dead person? Well, he tried to bring him back to life.
He came back to life because he was disgusted.